just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into this Monday, June 15, 2026 edition, Your Defending Fathers. Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a great show lined up for you today, this Monday. I cannot believe June 15th, halfway through the month of June already. Oh, my God, Lord, what is happening to the calendar? A week from tomorrow, June 23rd, the absentee ballots start going out for the primary election on August 4th. 45 days of early voting. It's happening, people. It's game on. Second hour today, we're going to have Rick Worswack, Transformation Michigan, the Oak Initiative. We are going to be talking about what happened to Pastor Ralph Rebant being denied by Jocelyn Benson's Bureau of Elections. Turned in his signatures, over 18,216, I believe it was. Only needed to have 15,000 valid. They did a sampling of just 750 and found 234 were not valid or incorrectly filled out, and therefore extrapolated that random sampling of 750 to say, sorry, the other 17,900 and some signatures, we're not going to look at them. We threw out these 200 and some. You're done. You're off the ballot. Why did they do that? Why did the establishment machine in Lansing, I'm pointing fingers at both Republicans and Democrats, I'm pointing fingers at Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson's rule. This is not statute, folks. This is not election law. This is not something that was passed in the House, passed by the Senate, signed by the governor regarding our elections. They are supposed to look at all the signatures. Well, because there are so many candidates running, because of the time constraints, because of the time to be able to get the proofs done, which was done by the county clerks last week, now going to the printers this week to get them to the township clerks for next Tuesday, they have to do an expedited process because what? They don't have enough staff. They don't have enough workers. They don't have enough time. Really? And when you certify everybody else to either be on the ballot or not to be on the ballot, and you're down to one candidate who hired an attorney to take it to court, they fought him in court. because of their rule, their random sampling rule. Out of 18,200 and some signatures, we're only going to look at 750. And they handpicked, maybe cherry-picked, might be a better word, cherry-picked their 750. And surprise, surprise, lo and behold, Ralph Reban is off the ballot. Well, we're going to talk with Rick Warzywak and get his opinion, his perspective on it. And what should Ralph Reban supporters do at this point? We'll get that from Rick. We'll talk to him about it, see what his thoughts are. We got Brian Panabaker, longtime Patriot brother, coming on in the third hour. He's written a new book, Blue Collar Conservative, From Reagan to Trump. We're going to talk to him about that in the third hour. In the meantime, we're going to Lansing, get some more coffee, kick the tires. We'll be right back.
The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states. We resolve tax liens, wage garnishments, back taxes, and reduce tax liabilities for businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the W Tax Group today and get experienced nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one on this Monday, June 15th, 2026 edition. Just continuing the thought process, I got a couple of text messages. And if you'd like to text a comment into this topic right now, text me at 231-360-5140. Your thoughts about Ralph Reamant not being on the ballot for the August 4th Republican primary election for governor. Ralph ran back in 2022. He was on the ballot. I believe he got over 45,000 votes in the primary. Well, In speaking with Ralph earlier this year, we had him on the show March 12th. I did an interview. It was about 3 weeks or so before the deadline. No, actually, April the 21st. So actually a month and 9 days before the signature deadline. At that time, Ralph said that he felt confident that he was going to get enough signatures, minimum 15,000 valid. Well, he turned in 18,216. He thought his signatures were really good quality because many of them were circulated by people who helped him back in 2022. He did not pay professional circulators to get his signatures. He did it with volunteers, supporters, people that supported him back in 22 for governor. Well, he thought for sure turning in 18,216, he thought maybe at the most they could find 10%, toss out 1,800. He would still be well ahead of the 15,000 minimum requirement. Well, they didn't look at all 18,000. They grabbed 750, cherry-picked 750 signatures out of the boxes, and they went through them. Found that some of the people had signed for the wrong county. They signed sheets for his campaign, but they didn't live in the county that it said at the top of the sheet that someone wrote on it. They didn't have the right sheet for the right county based on where that person lived. Number one. Number two, they did not necessarily put their address down correctly. Whatever reason they found 200 and some of the 750 cherry-picked signatures were not valid. They extrapolated out the number, said basically he almost had a 30% bad signature rating. 30% times 18,216 means you're well over the number of bad signatures to disqualify you from being on the ballot. Well, Ralph hired an attorney, Daniel Hartman. They took it to the circuit court. Circuit court said, sorry, whatever the Secretary of State says goes. But, Your Honor, there's no law. This is an administrative rule set by Jocelyn Benson and her Jonathan Brader, little director of Bureau of Elections, rule to simply expedite the process of checking out these signatures. We got quite a few signatures we have to look at. This is a way to expedite the process. Well, here's the bottom line. The circuit court denied his request. They took it to a three-panel appellate court, and they agreed with the lower court. They then appealed it to the Michigan Supreme Court, and they said they saw no reason for them to take up the case. No arguments would have changed anything. Well, guess what? In the end, Ralph Rebant will not be on the ballot. Now, if you were going to vote for Ralph, you need to talk to him. You need to call him. You need to tell him that you still support him. What do you want us to do? Ask Ralph Rebant what he wants you to do. I'm going to give out his phone number. If you want to talk to Ralph, you can give him a call directly. Thank him for running. Thank you for all the time, the gas, the effort, the miles that they put in, him and his wife. But basically, talk to him. Ralph Rebant's personal cell phone number is 248-921-3411. If you want Ralph's screenshot of his information, text me, Ralph. R-A-L-P-H. And I'll send you the information. You see, you have to understand that this is a process. This process is ongoing. What process am I talking about? Well, August 4th, there's going to be a primary election. It's down to four Republicans. Perry Johnson, John James, Mike Cox, and Eric Nesbitt. In my opinion, I don't think Eric Nesbitt has the money, the resources, the support that the other three have. So it's coming down to a three-man race. Perry Johnson, the businessman, Mike Cox, the former attorney general, John James, the U.S. congressman. And by the way, I have a story pulled up about John James and a vote that's upcoming. We'll talk about that in the next half hour. Well, now that it's basically down to a three-man race, Perry Johnson has more money than the other candidates combined. He's spending a lot of money on radio and TV. He may very, very possibly win the Republican primary on August 4th. I'm voting for him. Vicky's voting for him. Quite a few of our friends, listeners, that unscientific poll we did a few weeks ago, many of you are voting for him. Well, then as soon as he wins the nomination, he's got a decision to make. It will be made official in late August after the primary at a state convention where he will roll out and announce his lieutenant governor candidate, the person he wants to run with in November against Jocelyn Benson. If you feel that you want to talk to Ralph and ask him if being Perry Johnson's lieutenant governor candidate would be something he'd be interested in, talk to Ralph. This is, without a doubt, going to be very, very interesting. One thing you have to understand, once he's nominated Perry Johnson on August 4th, the convention is held, he announces exactly who is his lieutenant governor. The ticket is locked in. The governor candidate is the one who has, in the past, precedent has been set to pick his running mate. Well, at that state convention, the delegates will be asked to confirm Perry Johnson's selection and nominate Ralph Rebent to be lieutenant governor candidate. At that same state convention, Anthony Ferlini will officially be nominated to be the secretary of state candidate. Doug Lloyd will officially be nominated to be the attorney general candidate. All the other candidates, universities, judges, all of that will be made official at the August state convention after the August 4th primary. Now, if many of you filed your affidavits of identity like Vicky and I did, we're on the ballot to be a precinct delegate. If elected on August 4th, we will go and represent our little small area of our township, and we will go to the county convention. If duly elected at the county convention, we get to go to state convention and vote for these candidates. Well, I think it'd be a great team. And I think it'd be a little bit of a payback, and I'll tell you why. Perry Johnson was kicked off the ballot in 22 because paid circulators were Democrats, and they sabotaged him and four other candidates, and they did not make it on the ballot. I think Perry Johnson can relate to Ralph Rebent being kicked off the ballot this year. They could be somewhat kindred spirits. Perry Johnson's Roman Catholic. You heard him on the interview with me on March 5th. If you didn't hear it, text me PJ. For Perry Johnson, I'll send you the link to it. Perry Johnson said in the second grade, when asked, what do you want to be when you grow up? He said, I want to be Pope. In the second grade, at meetings, at town hall meetings, at small groups of people, Perry Johnson said him and his wife committed themselves to Jesus Christ a long time ago. Perry Johnson has the Catholic vote locked up. Evangelical born-again Christians. A Christian pastor, Ralph Rebant. You were going to vote for Ralph because you believe Michigan is broken, morally is broken, and needs to be fixed? Well, he's not on the ballot, but if he was Perry Johnson's pick for lieutenant governor, it would give you a team to vote for. Voting for Perry as the governor and Ralph, your candidate, as the lieutenant governor. I think that would be a tough 1-2 punch. If it came out publicly before August 4th, I think the other candidates could be in trouble. Because Ralph in 22 got over 45,000 votes. This year, he was saying he thought he was going to be north of 150,000 to 200,000 just based on how he has been engaged for the last 4 years, reaching out, traveling across the state, talking to his supporters, talking to people. He felt he was going to be north of 150. You bring those votes to Perry Johnson, along with his advertising campaign and his message to eliminate the income tax, his 47-47 plan, his mega audit to cut the waste, fraud, and abuse in Lansing. I think they win on August 4th. I think it's also a great message heading into November against Jocelyn Benson. What's Benson going to say? My opponent wants to eliminate the income tax. He wants to put $4,747 back in your bank account every year. On average, family of four, median income of $120,000, that's what it would be. His running mate, Ralph Rebant, is a pastor. They want to force religion down everybody's throat. No, that's not true. But to have a lieutenant governor that could work with the schools and try to get them to teach the right things, reading, writing, and arithmetic, and use the Bible to do it, that's the bottom line. We're going to talk about a vote that one of the candidates running for governor, Congressman John James, has in Washington, D.C. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider, delivering real, honest news to Michiganders statewide.
Good morning for Michigan News Source. I'm David Barr. A proposed U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement detention center at a Romulus warehouse will not move forward. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel announced Thursday that the federal government will not convert the Romulus warehouse into a detention center for illegal immigrants. Instead, ICE plans to sell the facility. More than 200